Hi there, you're listening to Fuck It, I'm Starting a Business. My name's Hannah, and I just wanted to come on here and give you guys a progress update. So that's one of the things I want to do here is share when new developments are taking place, because I am documenting my journey as well as talking about a whole load of other things. So what's happened? Well, today I received the first basic version of my product from developers, and it was a really bizarre experience. At first I was just like, there's so many things missing, we still have a whole load more work to do. But what dawned on me is that it is exciting, but it also made things so much more real. And I've had this crazy knot in my stomach since. I really want to eat something, but I just have no idea what to eat since I'm feeling like that. But yeah, so that's the first thing. But the other thing is the realization that, which is something I have actually talked about before, but it's more in my face, is speed. Speed is now huge. I have really taken my time in terms of getting this right because of a number of reasons. I'd say lack of knowledge, kind of getting over the mental hurdles and everything else. And because of that, I've had to be A, patient with myself, but B, ridiculously persistent as well through that with myself. So now it's reach this stage where we're going for it. And I say we, I mean like all of us, we are going for this. So you're here too, it's not just me. And either we do well or we fail quickly. That's it. And it's kind of scary because I was just thinking back at various different things in my life and thinking when that happened, how I felt and what I've got from it now. So one thing which stood out is I've had a lot of, it's an interesting one, but I've had a lot of, I'd say like verbal, should we say verbal abuse, verbal, some, you know, derogatory verbal communication. Let's just go with that. And as a result, and it's not very nice, I've had it at various different stages from various different people, and that's that. But what is really interesting about this is that when I get criticized, it falls flat on me. It really, like, you have to hit hard for it to impact me. And a lot of people, this works and doesn't work because A, it means that people don't get a much of a reaction off you, so they hit harder and they hit harder and they hit harder. And they also think, oh, this person, I guess people might assume, oh, she hasn't got very high standards for herself, blah, 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 blah. And then you kind of diminish in value in their eyes. But what they don't realize is you just have higher walls than most people. So that kind of thing is really helpful because comments just have, there's, I don't think any real comments have really affected me much at all. And I think that's been really helpful here because I've had people who are like, what have you been doing this last year? Don't you think you should do this? And loads of other random things said, and that I'm pretty sure people are saying about me as well. But in all honesty, it really doesn't bother me at all, to the point where if someone was to come up to my face and go, and actually I have been told it's a really shit idea. I got a really bad email from somebody who I thought might want to buy the product. And at first I was like, whoa. And then, yeah, I was just like, oh, well, okay. So that level of immunity is kind of coming in useful, and it's being turned into persistence because I'm just not taking it. It's not really being absorbed. But it had I perhaps not gone through those experiences, I think it would be very, very unlikely I would not be as swayed by stuff. Yeah, because I wouldn't say I've got a whole load of supporters. That's definitely not the case. Like, people aren't, well done, you're doing this. Well done, I'm not, that's not happening. Also, I'd say, like, my family as well. There's no the entrepreneurship isn't really there. So, no one's, this is a very risky slash stupid thing I'm doing, and that's kind of how it's perceived. And anyone who says different amongst my family doesn't really mean it. They're struggling a little bit with the concept. And I get it too, so that's fine. But what I'm trying to say is this episode's very umming and ahhing, and I apologize about that. I'm talking really rawly at the moment, so I think that's why this is happening. But these, you just, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you are potentially going through something and it is tough on you, you might not know it now, but you might be, and it can be really, really crap. But when you come out the other side of it, you will pick up certain skills, hopefully different form of clarity, and hopefully if you take the best bits of what you are left with and you go through the new doors that are opened and you don't look at the doors that are closed, you will be able to take those new tools and build yourself and do something else. And that is so important to remember, because I genuinely think that if all those things hadn't have happened, I don't know if I would be as patient with myself at the moment. And also, I've had to like forgive myself a little bit in terms of how I've handled things, maybe, and because of that, I'm a little bit more patient with myself and a bit more easier with myself in terms of what's happening, because I'm like, I'm just gonna give myself a bit of a break. So, just have faith. And people talk about trusting the process, which is a phrase which is chucked around so much, and I'm not the biggest fan of it. I really like parts of it and I agree with it, but it makes you extremely passive. So don't be passive. There is this great quote within Islam, and basically somebody asked the Prophet Muhammad, who talks a lot about believing in God, trusting in God. It's very much, it's to be honest, is the exact equivalent of trust in the process, and it will look after you. Trust in God, believe in God, and God will help you. If you put your faith in God, God will open up doors for you. If you open up your heart to God, God will come in and fill it. It's that kind of principle, which is lovely. And he's basically asked him, so I have a camel. Should I tie my camel or should I trust in God? And this is really relate also relating to planning and preparation and that kind of stuff. And he was told, tie your camel first and then trust in God, because you're here with ability to reason and certain faculties, so you need to do what you can and then trust. So there's no point being passive. I mean, like, I'm trusting in the process. No, you do as much as you can to make this process work for you or change up the process, and then know that you are doing that and be open and trust in it. And that for me is really key. And this is such a long episode, so I apologize because I know short episodes do better on here. But the really last thing I want to say is, for me, whilst, yeah, this stuff's slightly coming along, this could really fuck up. Like, this could blow up in my face. The development company could take my money. The product could collapse. No one could buy this. I'm in uncharted territories. So I could end up feeling really crap after this. My CV will have a whole load of blank holes where people are like, "What have you been doing?" And I'll be like, "Oh, I've been building a very unsuccessful product and wasting a whole load of time." And I have to really be aware of that advice that I just gave for myself, because this is still process and I have to do everything I can and I really have to trust in it. And if it doesn't go well, and I'm not going to get verbal abuse if it doesn't do well, but things go end up in a way where they hurt me, or I'm sad, or I feel whatever after this, I have to do what I said in terms of take the tools from what I can from this situation and try and build something, and try and find the doors that are open and the new doors that have emerged, and do that. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. This was very long. It's incredibly therapeutic in a way. Actually, scary. It's not therapeutic at all. This is, I've now just addressed the elephant in my own room. That's what the issue is. So the issue is, yeah, okay, we're making progress. We're where we're at. Really grateful. Things are moving along. Woohoo. This has all happened because of these past things. But then it's like, your story is still being written. It's very much still being written. Things can go any way at any time. You still need to be on it, which is just exhausting. So this is probably why I have a knot in my stomach. Anyways, I'm gonna go jump off, but I hope one person at least takes something from this. Yeah, that would be amazing. If not, maybe I am that one person. Thank you, everyone. Bye bye.